We're here at Brashear Arena. It's kind of snowing out. We're a little freezing rain, but we're going to play the games anyway. Inside, that is. We don't have an open arena. That'd be nice if we had kind of to battle the elements and stuff. Nah, we're going to play enclosed this evening. Green City Gophers, the girls are up first, taking on the Brashear Tigers. Green City's undefeated. We'll see if the Tigers can upset them this evening. I think they're number two in the state, if I'm not wrong. For the Green City Gophers, starting is senior number 12, Becky Roush. Sophomore number 11, Jamie Roush. And senior number 13, Chelsea Roush. So we have the Roush trio. Also, number 33, junior Amy Denham. And number 40, junior Chloe Phillips. And for the Tigers, we have junior Jesse Hill, junior Haley Kelsey, and the three seniors, Kimberly Elsie, Chelsea Cobb, and Ashley Clarkson. So, Jay, what do you anticipate?
Well, I hope the Tigers can play them a close game like over at the Novinger Tournament and just hope that something goes right and we come out on top.
Well, we'll see. The teams went to their huddles for a brief moment. Now, Green City has broken their huddle, and Brashear is getting ready to. Height-wise, I'd say it's about even. Nobody's any taller than the other. Speed-wise, I would expect it to be about the same, too, so it ought to be pretty evenly matched. Just comes down to the intangibles of the game. Here we go. Kelsey to jump off against Chelsea Roush. Or Kelsey, that is, and she didn't do it. Ball went to Becky Roush. Becky Roush stands atop the key, feeds it inside the Phillips. Phillips gives it out to Chelsea Roush. Her shot from 18 is no good. Rebounded by Haley Kelsey. She hands off to Elsie. We're going the other way. Elsie right wing for Hill. Hill, ball above the head. Now ball fake and goes right. Cut off there by Jamie Roush. Goes to Ashley Clarkson. Clarkson to Elsie. Elsie inside the wide open. Kelsey for the layup. That was a nice play there for the Tigers for an early two-point score. 7:20 left in the first quarter. The Tigers lead it. Green City has the ball on the left side. Phillips is taking it down. Now tosses top the key for Becky Roush. Right wing for Denham. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Ashley Clarkson. As Phillips hits the ground kind of hard, she comes back up, though. Ball's passed off to Elsie now across the timeline to Hill. Hill down the right side flips it out to Clarkson top the key. Clarkson tries to take it on Chelsea Roush, but she decides against it and picks up a dribble. Now ball's poked away by Green City. Picked up by Phillips. Phillips is off to the races, down the left side. Coast to coast, shot up off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Denham. Her shot is blocked by Elsie. And then it's Jamie Roush. She comes away with the ball and the score. So, tie ball game with 6:30 left in the first quarter. Hill has it, gives it now to Kelsey, and she walks across the timeline. Kelsey back to Hill. Hill goes right wing, now back to Clarkson, top the key. Clarkson ball fake, goes left, now picks up her dribbles in no man's land. She finally tosses off to Kelsey before 5 seconds is called. Kelsey with mini ball face goes into the lane. Her shot's up off the left block. It's no good, but she's fouled by Phillips, I believe. No, they're going to get Denham with the foul. And Kelsey will go to the line for two. Jay, what do you see early?
Well, hopefully Tigers can pull ahead of the Gophers and stay that way for the first couple of quarters, because I think Green City's been having lots of luck in the first couple of quarters, running up a big lead and then never trailing.
If you can get up a big lead and just kind of coast for the win. Kelsey's first free throw is no good. Her second one is short as well. And then, out of frustration, the ball kind of comes back towards her, but Becky Roush reached in and got it, and then Kelsey reached in and fouled her. So it'll be Green City ball and Kelsey's first foul of the game. Becky Roush, Tigers have got out a full-court press on them, and they're having a little trouble, but they break it to Denham. Denham top the key. Feeds it inside to Phillips. Phillips looking around. Now throws out to Denham for three. Now she's going to pass up the shot. Gives it out to Chelsea Roush. Inside to Phillips. Kicks it outside to Jamie Roush. Now to Becky Roush. Becky inside to Phillips. Phillips ball fake. Now hands off to Chelsea Roush. Left wing for Becky Roush. Shot is off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by the ball squirted around and picked up by Kimberly Elsie. as Becky Roush hits the floor. Ellsley throws down the hill. Hill goes baseline and then picks up the dribble and throws a bad pass picked off there by Jamie Roush. She tries to get it down to Phillips, and it's knocked out of bounds by Ellsley before Phillips can do anything. So a lot of aggressive defense here on both sides. Some steals, and you could say there's some sloppy play, but I think it's just pretty good defensive play. A runner by Chelsea Roush doesn't fall, and it's rebounded by Kelsey to Ellsley to Hill up ahead. And Green City is once again quickly back into the defense. Now Hill breaks loose to the baseline, throws it over the top. Cop shot off the block is good. Hey, that's what we're looking for out of Chelsea call-up. 4-2. 5-5 left in the first quarter. Left wing for Becky Roush. Roush feeds it inside. It goes off the legs of Jamie Roush, and there's a scrum on the floor. Jump ball goes to Bashir. That was a terrible pass. It was a low bounce pass, and it never got above her knees and hit her right in the shins. It's tough to catch those. Phil has it now top the key. Dribble drives inside, now pulls it back out to Elsie. Elsie goes around a screen from Kelsey, now double team right wing for Hill. Hill flips it inside to Kelsey, triple team. It's poked away, stolen by Jamie Roush. Roush is ahead of the pack. She pulls up, though, so Becky Roush. Becky Roush's layup is no good as she kind of threw it up off the side of her shoulder. The defense got back on the play, and she had to alter her shot. It was no good. They called the jump ball, I believe, after the shot on the rebound, and this time it goes to Green City. Denham trying to get it inside, and she can't do it. Tigers played enough defense for 5 seconds. It'll be Tiger ball. Those are just mental lapses. If you can't get it in, call a timeout or try to throw it off a defender. Full court press now by Green City. We'll see what Bashir can do. Kelsey throws it into Elsie. Back to Kelsey. Now to Hill. Hill. 2-on-1. Her shot is up and snug. No, they're going to say she traveled. She traveled before she got inside for the layup, and it'll be a turnover going to Green City. Christina Scudder checks into the game now for Clarkson. We're set to go. A new check in here for Green City. He's ready to throw the ball in. Miranda Bisna. She throws it into Phillips. Phillips down the right side. Now forced outside by Chelsea Collop and gives it off to Chelsea Roush. Inside to Phillips again. Phillips, power maneuver, gives it off to Chelsea Roush. Roush fade away shot, no good. Rebounded by Kelsey. And she's fouled there on the rebound by Becky Roush, I believe. That is Green City's second foul. Tigers have one. First on Becky Roush. Inside the Hill. Hill down to Scudder. Scudder looking outside her comfort zone beyond the three-point line, and she throws a pass. And Jesse Hill grabs it around the legs of Brisna. Holy cow, that was just heads-up play there by Jesse Hill. Now the ball forward out of bounds by Elsie. Off the hands of Scudder. Eventually off the hands of Chelsea Roush. Going to be Bashir ball. 3:52 left first quarter. Tigers lead 4-2. Haley Kelsey to inbound. Jesse Hill comes around a little screen on the left elbow. She dribbles inside into the lane. Now throws up a floater. Hits backboard. No good. Rebounded by Denham. Denham tries to throw it on down the right sideline, and it goes out of bounds. It's Tiger ball. A lot of turnovers early, isn't there, Jay?
Yeah, there hasn't been much of a night for passing. There's been a lot of bad passes and a lot of pickoffs on slow floaters.
Jesse Hill has it across the timeline for the Tigers. Goes right side. Now top to keeper Scudder. Scudder looking to give an entrance pass to somebody. Now puts it on the floor once. Now gives it back to Hill. Hill tries to go around the screen by Scudder. Can't do it. Picked off there by Phillips. Kelsey finds a wide open Scudder. Scudder turns up and in. Oh, that was a nice play. 6-2. 3:15 left this quarter. Phillips has it for Green City now. Left wing for Denham. Down to the left elbow for Brisna. And back outside now to Chelsea Roush. Now to Phillips. Phillips working inside on Chelsea Collop. Shot is altered by Collop. And it goes off the glass. Collop gets a rebound. Surrounded by Green City players. And Becky Roush just took it from her. Throwed up a shot at it. It was no good. This time it was rebounded by Haley Kelsey. And she brings it down the court all the way herself. Finally pushed off left wing for Chelsea Collop. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by... They're going to get a jump ball between Chelsea Roush and Christina Scudder. And the ball will stay with Bashir. 2:47 left first quarter. It's 6-2. tight ball game. Defensive struggle early on. I thought it was going to be an offensive shootout, but so far it's been dominated by the defense. And Bashir almost had the trouble, that Green City did earlier with the 5-second call, but they called timeout before the official could get the 5 seconds. This may go down in the scorebook as a defensive struggle. We'll see what happens. I really do. I think there's going to be a shootout the way these offenses have played. Both teams scored quite a few points. Like you said earlier, Jay, Green City usually gets a big lead and then tries just to hang on, and they usually do. Or they always have, I guess, since they're undefeated. And Bashir usually puts up quite a few points, so it kind of surprises me that they lock up together and it's a defensive battle. But things may change. It's early on, just 2:47 left in the first quarter. We'll see what goes on the rest of the game. Right now, it's Tigers ball out from underneath their own basket. Elsie inbound. Elsie looks inside. Haley Kelsey rolls around the top of the screen. Now she finally throws it out. It's picked up by Chloe Phillips. And now Scudder grabs it. And now Scudder loses it. And is picked up finally by Becky Roush. So, once again, a turnover by Bashir. Goes to Green City. And Chelsea Roush is going to capitalize on a three-pointer. Top the key. 2:30 now left in the first. 6-5 is the score. Hey, Ashley Carson gets ahead of the whole pack. She goes out to left and is blocked. Chloe Phillips came running down the court, all out sprint, jumped up and blocked the ball out of bounds. That was a great defensive effort. Haley Kelsey's going to inbound now for the Tigers. Kelsey's looking to Scudder, and it's a bad pass behind her, picked off by Chloe Phillips. Phillips is off to the races. Carson goes down and fouls her. She fouls her, and Phillips makes the basket. Oh, the tight! If you're going to foul somebody, you cannot allow them to hit the basket. 7-6 now. Green City leads. 2:16 left in the first. And Phillips has a free throw on the way. Shot up and good by Phillips. 8-6. Tigers trail by 2. Full court press now by Green City. Can't be matched. And finally, Bashir was able to get it in the hill and then a bad throw from Kelsey to Hill. But they're going to get, who was it reached in on the foul? Phillips. Phillips reached in on a foul on Hill on the pass. Haley Kelsey sets him down on the right sideline. Throws in to Elsie, back to Kelsey. Kelsey loses it. Picked her pocket. Denham, and Denham goes for the shot and is blocked out of bounds by Kelsey. So, just an awesome display of defensive ability so far, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, both teams have been getting pretty scrappy and picking off a lot of passes, but it's been a pretty ugly game overall.
Just as I say that, Chelsea Rash comes around the screen on the inbound play, and she puts it right in the basket. So the Green City Gophers go up 10-6 with just under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. It's Bashir ball now. No, it's going to be Green City ball. We got confused on whose ball it was. Green City looks to throw it into Phillips. Phillips shot no good. Rebounded there by Scudder, and she's going to be fouled. That is the second foul, I believe, on Becky Roush, and she's going to come to the sideline and take a seat. They called the foul on Denham instead of Roush. I was sure Roush was the one reaching in. It's Denham's second foul. Collips trapped on the left sideline. Throws now inside to Elsie. Elsie inside to Scudder, and Scudder has it poked away out of bounds by Chelsea Roush. 1:45 left in the first quarter. Hill sets inbound now for the Tigers. She looks inside and is picked off by Chloe Phillips. The Tigers just cannot get any passes to hit their targets. And Green City's cherry picking on the other side. It goes Denham to Brisna, and Brisna puts it up and in. 12-6 now. Green City's opened up a 6-point lead. Right wing for Hill. Tigers have it for the last 90 seconds if they choose to hold on to it, or if they can hold on to it. Left wing now to Elsie. Elsie into the corner for Collip. Collip heaves up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Hill. Hill was just standing there when the ball came to her. She said, I'll take it, and I'll score. 12-8. Tigers trail now only by 4 with 1:10 left in the first quarter. Right wing from Phillips to the middle circle. Chelsea Roush to Becky Roush. Now right wing for Bisnett on the three-point line. Shot raises the net. It is saved by Chelsea Roush. Now picked up by Jesse Hill. Hill, coast to coast. Blocked by Chelsea Roush, and they're going to say, oh, no, it was a foul. That was a great-looking block. Hill will shoot a pair of free throws on the controversial call. I thought it was a block. Five fouls early on in Green City. Green City, if they can get into foul trouble, sure may stand a good chance at this game. And I'll tell you something that is crucial in close games is free throw shooting. The Tigers haven't hit a one tonight as Hill misses her first. Hill dribbles, throws up another. This one falls. 12-9, 54.6 seconds left in the first quarter. And on the inbound pass, Jamie Roush travels. It will be the sheer ball. Opportunity to tie. Haley Kelsey right in front of us, inbounds to Kimberly Elsie. Elsie right wing for Hill. Hill dribbles now left side. Back to Clarkson, top the key between the circles. Now right wing for Elsie. Elsie. All over her is Jamie Roush. Elsie inside now to Kelsey. Kelsey can't do anything. Goes out to Hill for a three. Shot altered. And it goes out of bounds. I can't believe he did him. Was standing there. It came right to her. She stuck her hand out. It hit her head and went out of bounds. Tiger ball. Denham was just so surprised it came to her that she didn't know what to do. Elsie inbounds to Kelsey on the right wing. Now to Clarkson between the circles. Left wing for Hill. Hill with the ball fake and the travel. It goes to Green City with 24.5 seconds. Sideline out of bounds for Green City. They can hold the ball for the last shot. Ball goes into Jamie Roush now. Top the key for Chelsea Roush. Roush left wing. Stutter steps, throws into Phillips. Phillips hands off to Jamie Roush, and she loses it. Picks it back up now to Denham. Denham inside to Phillips. Phillips has it stolen by Cobb. Cobb dribble around. There's only 5 seconds. Gives it off to Elsie. Elsie with two. Elsie with one. Half court heave. Oh, my! That was so close. I bet Elsie was 5 feet behind the half court line. Came up and took a normal-looking shot and missed it just off the front of the iron. So, Tigers are going to go into the second quarter, trailing 9-12. But overall, it wasn't pretty, but it was a pretty good first quarter, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, Tigers have done a pretty good job of staying with them. They just got to make sure that they control the ball and their passes in the second quarter and try to gain back this three-point deficit.
And overall, I'd say it's still a defensive struggle. Both teams are really scrappy on defense, and I don't know if it's all great defense or if it's just partly some bad offense because they've had a lot of turnovers. Both teams have. We'll see what the second quarter and the rest of the game brings as the teams are just about ready to break the huddle. Possession, I believe, belongs to Green City first. I stand corrected. Brashear's going to get it first. Don't kick a gift horse in the mouth, I guess, right, Jay?
I don't know, Tyler. I have no clue what you just said.
Left wing for Chelsea Collip. Collip looking is all over as her defender, Denham. And she finally hands off now to Elsie. Elsie, top the key for Clarkson. Clarkson looks confused, turns around. Has it stripped away, now recovers. Clarkson does, gives it to Collip just inside the arc. Yes! 11-12, 1-point game, 7:30 left to play, second quarter now. Jamie Roush has it. It's poked away by Haley Kelsey, and Kelsey picks it up. And then Kelsey loses it back. Jamie Roush gives it off to Corey Phillips. Phillips looks into the corner for Denham. Denham shot, no good, rebound by Scudder. Scudder, aggressive on the board, now goes, passes that to Kimberly Elsie on the right side. Elsie now to Kelsey on the right wing. K- Kelsey looking inside, trying to get it in the cup. Now decides against it and throws to Elsie. Elsie ball fake left wing for Kelsey into the corner for Chelsea Collett. Collett dribbles baseline. Now throws it back out to Scudder. Now left wing for Kelsey. Kelsey's shot is nothing but net. Yeah, her foot was on the line. It's just a two-point shot, but it puts the Tigers ahead again, 13-12, with 6:40 left in the second quarter. Jamie Roush on the left side. Now throws right wing for Chelsea Roush inside to Phillips. Phillips working inside and gets the finger roll to go. Perhaps a travel on the play, but they're going to give her the basket anyway. 14-13, 6:30 left, second quarter. Elsie right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey still looking to get that inside pass. Now throws back out to Collett. Collett resets the offense, goes left wing to Elsie. Elsie looking inside now. Goes over to Kelsey. Kelsey in the left corner now inside to Clarkson, and Clarkson traveled. Tigers with yet another offensive turnover. I'd venture to say we're in the double digits now. Green City inbounds to Benham, back to Fleur Phillips. Phillips now to Chelsea Roush on the right wing. Now to Phillips on the free throw line. They like to isolate her on the free throw line and then put four around the outside, and they give it to Chelsea Roush, and her shot is off the front of the rim, off the back of the rim, off the backboard, and bounces out. Rebound by Bashir. Elsie has a right wing. Elsie waits for the call, and that goes right wing to Scudder. Scudder flips it out to Clarkson, who almost loses it. Bubby covers. That gives to Elsie. Elsie with a fake three, dribbles inside, throws up an odd-looking shot, and Elsie can get those crazy shots to fall. This one does too. 15-14, 5:30 left, second quarter. Right wing for Brisna. Brisna goes down the right sideline, but cut off by Kelsey and Scudder, and she throws out to Chelsea Roush. Now into the right elbow for Brisna, back to Roush, inside to Phillips on the right elbow. Phillips flips it out to Brisna for two. Shot no good, rebounded by Collett. Collett has a poke away by Denham, but recovers, now gives to Elsie. Elsie takes it across the timeline for the Tigers with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Left wing for Collett. Come up with one of her swooping moves, as she has so patented. Clarkson now off to Elsie between the circles, back to Collett. Is this a form of clock burner? The Tigers don't seem too excited to run any kind of offensive set, and they about lose it as Elsie has it glaze off of her hands, and then she recovers, gives to Kelsey. Kelsey just inside the arc, misses a shot short, rebounded there by a new player, number 44, Lindsay Snyder. Chelsea Roush inside to Phillips, back to Chelsea Roush. Roush goes around the outside of the circle, now throws into Phillips. Phillips, an odd-looking shot, gets it to go. Man. Phillips is pretty good about throwing up anything and getting it to fall for her. 15-16, Tigers trail, 4:08 left, second quarter. Chelsea Collett is dribbling right in front of Denham. Now Denham closes, and Collett's in trouble, and she travels. Jesse Hill immediately checks in for Chelsea Collett. 4:01 left, first half action. Phillips inbounds to Jamie Roush. Now back to Phillips. Phillips into the corner for Brisna. Brisna is being hollered at by multiple people and finally decides to give the floor. Phillips, who gives it back to her. Phillips now top the key for Jamie Roush. Jamie Roush inside to Phillips. Phillips hand off to Jamie Roush, and it's poked away and stolen by Christina Scudder. Scudder gives it to Elsie, and it's going the Tiger way. Right wing for Hill. Hill tries to go right sideline. Can't do it. Gives it back out to Clarkson. Clarkson left wing up for Elsie. Elsie goes around a screen by Kelsey. Her shots are good. Rebounded there by Chelsea Roush. Roush up the left side. Stutter move. Great play on Jesse Hill. Now inside to Phillips. Phillips with a crazy pass over to Brisna. I don't even think she was looking at her. Brisna catches and throws back to Phillips. Phillips working from the free throw line. Back out to Brisna for two. Her foot was on the line. And it's no good. Rebounded by Hill. Hill having trouble. Now gives it to Elsie. She was double-teamed in the corner. Elsie breaks free from the defense and brings it up the timeline. Right wing for Hill. Back top the key for Elsie. Now left wing for Kelsey inside to Scudder. And she is fouled on the shot. Scudder will shoot a pair of free throws with 2:48 left in the second quarter. Tigers down by one, However, Scudder is a free throw machine. She ought to put us ahead by one. We'll see what happens. First shot's good. She doesn't mess around with the ball. As soon as she gets it, it's catch it, put it up, score a point. Second one's good as well. 17-16, Tigers lead by one. 2:48 left, second quarter. Ball inbounded from Phillips to Snyder. Snyder back to Phillips. Dangerous pass as Chelsea almost picked it off. Goes to Denham now on the right side. Denham now tap the key for Chelsea Roush inside to Phillips. Phillips looking to give it to somebody. Now right wing for Denham. Denham goes into the right corner back to Phillips. Phillips across the court to Snyder. Snyder airing shot. Oh, my. It was a hanging shot. But it went through the hoop. Nothing but net. And put Green City back on top. 18-17 with 2:20 left in the second quarter. Right wing for Hill now. Left wing for Kelsey inside the Scudder. Back out to Elsie. Elsie has it poked away, but she gets it back and gives it to Hill. Heads up play there by Elsie to get it off before she's corralled by Green City defenders. Here now on the right wing, back to Elvie. Now left wing for Kelsey. A lot of ball moving for the Tigers, and some of it's wild. However, they get to correct it anyway. This pass is errant from Hill to Elvie, but she gets it anyway. Now back out to Hill. Hill right wing. Pestered there by Jamie Roush. Inside now to Clarkson. Clarkson working on Chelsea Roush. Back out to Hill. Now left wing for Elvie. Into the corner for Kelsey. Just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Phillips. Phillips pulls it down and passes out to Chelsea Roush on the left side. Roush brings it between the circles, right wing now. Left wing for Jamie Roush. Roush in the corner for Snyder. Snyder thought about the three, decided against it. Looks back out now to Chelsea Roush on the left wing. 1:20 left, second quarter. Ball goes to Denham. Foot on the line, shot no good. Rebounded there by Haley Kelsey, and she clears it with 1:15 left, second quarter. 18-17, Tigers trail by one. They had the ball and a chance to increase or to take the lead. Hill dribbles in the right corner and now throws out to Kelsey. Kelsey gives it now to Elsie. Elsie thought about the three, goes baseline, throws up a crazy shot. This one does not fall for her. Chelsea Roush comes down with the rebound and the foul. I think they're going to get Hill with it over the back. No, it was Elsie coming in from the side, reaching in. That'll be the third team foul on Brashear, the first on Elsie. And Green City calls a timeout with 55.8 seconds left in the second quarter in the first half. They also have the lead 18-17. Well, I don't know what Green City is going to want to do, but I assume that they're going to try and hold the ball for the last shot of the half and just try to hang on to the lead. Even if they miss, they still have the lead going into halftime. I'm sure that's what I would do. I don't know if that's what they'll do or not. Just look for a quick score and hope they can play defense. We'll find out. They're going to have to take it the length of the court. Phillips up to inbound on the far side. Ball is thrown into Chelsea Roush. Back to Phillips now. Tigers with the full court press, and they get it down to Brisna. Elsie had her hands on it for a second, but she gives it off to Denham. Denham now tapped the key for Phillips. Phillips now right wing for Denham. Denham to Phillips. And they're doing exactly what I thought they'd do. They're going to burn clock. Phillips is standing there in the triple threat position, just letting the clock run. They're switching spots. This is the best time burner I've ever seen in my life. She's standing mid-court, and now Brashear begins to pressure. Right wing for Brisna. Brisna now to Denham, and the Tigers are starting to play a little defense. They almost throw it away. Green City does it. It's picked up by Phillips. 13 now on the shot clock. Or game clock, I guess. They don't have shot clock. Phillips has trouble and now throws. It's poked away, but picked up by Chelsea Roush with 5 seconds. Roush goes to the left wing. Gives it off to Phillips. Phillips fires up a late shot, and it's no good. And Brashear does a good job of rushing Green City into their offense and forcing them to throw up a bad shot there late because they weren't really set for what they wanted to play. The Tigers will go into halftime trailing 17-18, but when you're playing the number two team in the nation, or I guess just Missouri, hey, we'll call it the nation. Maybe they're the top team, top state around the nation. We'll say they are. when you're playing the number two team anyway, it's not bad to be down 1 point going into halftime. We'll be right back. All right, we're just about ready to start the second half now. Some first half stats for Green City. Leading scorer was Chloe Phillips with 7. Chelsea Roush had 5. And Jamie Roush, Miranda Bisna, and Lindsay Snyder each had 2 points. And for the Brashear Tigers, leading scorer was a threesome. Haley Kelsey, Chelsea Kopp, and Christina Scudder each had 4 points. Jesse Hill had 3, and Kimberly Elsie had 2 points. And we're just about set to start the third quarter. It's going to be Green City Ball to start the half. Jay, what do you see happening here in the third quarter and fourth quarter?
Well, I think Tigers will start to get even closer to a lead, and I just hope they can come back in these next two quarters because Green City's gone down by 1.
Well, we'll see what happens here. 18-17 to score, and Green City starts to throw a ball thrown into Becky Rash right into the free throw line where she likes to stand is Phillips, now left wing for Denham. Denham looking side back to Phillips. Phillips, free throw line, extended, goes now to Denham for 3. Shot no good, rebounded there by Becky Roush, and she puts it up and in. That was a good box out there by Roush to get under Haley Kelsey, who is probably at least a foot taller than her, and grab the ball and put it back up and in. 20-17 now, Tigers trail by 3, but they have the ball. Left wing for Collup. Collup, the swooping motion that she so loves to use. Now throws to Hill. Hill with the crossover dribble goes back to Cobb. Cobb just inside the arc. Yes! 19-20. It's another one-point ball game. 17 left in the third quarter. It's going to go down to the wire, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, I'm thinking this game's going to stay close all the way till the end.
Chloe Phillips throws it into Jamie Roush, and it goes down to Denham. And Denham was wide open under the basket. She puts it up and in for a pair of points. 22-19 now. Tigers trail by 3 again. Elvey top the key. Goes right wing for Hill. Hill working baseline. Throws it into nobody. Picked off there by Denham. Denham throws to Jamie Roush, and it goes now right wing for Becky Roush. Now to Chloe Phillips. Phillips right wing for Jamie Roush. Her shot. Oh! She makes it in! Well, I bet she didn't mean to bank it in, but she'll take the 3 points. 6-19 left in the third quarter. Tigers are trailing now 25-19, and they need to answer or else this could get out of hand. Kimberly Elsie gives to Jesse Hill on the right side. Hill goes right to the basket, puts it up. Shot just doesn't fall for. Rims out, rebounded by Ashley Clarkson. Clarkson to Elsie for 3 off the back iron. High off the backboard then. And it's rebounded by Green City, and they throw it up to Phillips. Phillips double dribbles, they didn't call it. Now to Becky Roush. Roush almost threw to her sister or cousin. I don't know how they're all related, but I'm sure they are. Now she goes to Chelsea Roush. Now back out to Phillips on the right elbow. Her shot's just a little strong. Rims out, rebounded there by Jamie Roush. Now to Becky Roush. Becky Roush misses, gets her own rebound. And it goes out of bounds off of her. It'll be a Tiger ball. How many shots they have that time, Jay? 4?
Yeah, I think so. And most all of them were either fouled or blocked.
Now the coach from Green City is pleading with the official. Green City shouldn't be that upset. They got a lot of good calls in the first half. The ball's worked into Haley Kelsey. She tries to feed it through about 6 players. Yes, if that's possible. She tried to feed it through 6 defenders, and it's knocked away but picked up by Chelsea Kopp, who throws up a shot. She gets her own rebound on the miss, and it goes into a jump ball as she and Denham get tangled up. It'll stay with Brashear, though. Possession will favor them. 5:04 left in third quarter. Tigers trail 19-25. Elsie set to inbound as Ashley Clarkson has a little foot gear problem. She's going to tie her shoe. Here we go. Elsie set to go. She throws it in to Kelsey. Kelsey goes right wing for Hill. Hill puts on the floor on the baseline, now pulls it back out under the right elbow. Gives it into Kelsey, now left wing for Elsie for 3. Yes! That's what we needed. 22-25. Tigers trail now just by 3. 4:45 left in the third quarter, and this is anybody's ball game still. As Jamie Roush goes coast to coast and botches the layup. She botched it. Rebounded there by Hill, and it's going to be a jump ball the Vestrail go to Green City. The Tigers were very fortunate to have Jamie Roush miss a wide-open layup. Holy cow. Jamie Roush is now set to inbound. She looks, gives it to wide-open Phillips. Phillips from 6 feet, shot no good in there. The Green City Gophers are missing some easy shots. Phillips was wide open from 6 feet, and she missed it there. Jesse Cupp takes it down to the left baseline and now picks up a dribble in trouble. Throws it out to Hill. Hill with 4:20 left on the third quarter scoreboard. Left wing for Hill, now right wing for LV. Shot. Her foot was on the line this time. They're just going to give her 2 points, but they close the gap to 1 point again. It's 25-24 with 4:07 left in the third quarter. Chloe Phillips breaks the press by herself all the way right side. Shot up the glass, no good. Rebounded by Hill. Hill clears it herself. Takes it up the right side. Pressing. Now pulls it back and resets the offense. She has it between the circles. She goes right wing to Elsie. Elsie guarded closely there by Becky Rash. Tries to go around a screen by Kelsey, who is leveled. And so is Elsie. And they're going to say that she traveled on the play as she hit the ground. But I kind of think she was forced into hitting the ground, not a push. They didn't call it that way, and it'll be Green City ball on a Tiger turnover with 3:30 left in the third quarter. Chloe Phillips has it on the left wing, trying to get it up top to Chelsea Roush. Now back to Phillips. Phillips looking to hand off to Chelsea Roush. Roush tries to get it back to Phillips. It's poked away by Hill, but Phillips gets it back. Now to Roush again. Roush, top the key for Jamie Roush. Now to Denham, and it's poked away and picked up there by Jamie Roush. Her shot's no good. Finally rebounded there by Kelsey. Now it's poked away again by Phillips, and they're going to get a jump ball. This time it'll go to the Tigers. Tigers and Green City both having trouble just hanging on to the ball. You reckon that was greased at halftime or something, Jerry?
Well, it sure seems like it, because nobody's been able to keep their hands on the ball for more than a couple of seconds at a time.
And the Tigers committed it over and back. They didn't call it. And oh, Kelsey and two Green City defenders, I think it was Jamie Roush and Chloe Phillips, were tied up, and they called a foul on Green City. They're going to get Jamie Phillips with the foul. That's her first, team first, first foul of the second half, in fact. Right wing for Hill, and Jamie Roush closed on her fast. Hill wasn't expecting it, barely hung on to the pass from Elsie. Hill kind of lackadaisically dribbling, loses it, but gets it back. Now goes to Elsie. Elsie tries to go around the screen, now throws back to Hill. 2:30 left, third quarter. Hill's having trouble getting around. Roush poked away. Now picked up by Hill again. Now to Elsie. Elsie having trouble with Becky Roush. Those Roush defenders are creating havoc, and Bashir has to call a timeout with 2:25 left in the third quarter. Trailing only by 1 point as they close the gap again. What's going to happen the rest of the game, Jay?
Well, hopefully Tigers can stay in it and manage to pull ahead near the end and just coast into the finish line.
We'll find out. What kind of play do you run to get a quick 2 points or 3 points here?
Well, I'd say screen for maybe Elsie or Call, because they've been having the best luck from farther out tonight.
All right. Yeah, I'd probably go with Elsie. Elsie, I'd try to get her open for a three-pointer, see if she can hit one. That'd be nice for the Tigers. Green City in the timeout told the players to know where 23 is, and that's Elsie, so Jay, maybe we tipped him off a little too much. We were a decoy. We'll see. Maybe we were a decoy. Elsie throws into Kalapu. Floats with the timeline. Almost committed it over and back. Hill has it now top the key. Hill working left side. Now goes to Kalap. Kalap wide open. Throws it up just inside the arc, and it bounces around the rim and falls out. Rebounded there by Chelsea Roush. Roush looking to get it inside to Phillips. Does Phillips secures it pretty nicely there at the free throw line and gives it now inside to Chelsea Roush again. Roush dribbles out to the free throw line. Turn around, fade away is good. 27-24, Tigers throw by three. Hill now between the circles for the Tigers with 1:40 left in the third quarter. Throws it to Collip. Collip dribbles into the left baseline. Throws up an odd-looking shot, and it goes! Collip is on fire! 26-27. 1:25 left in the third quarter, and Denham has a one-on-two opportunity. She decides not to force anything. Gives it to Phillips. Phillips travels. Driving into the lane, she travels. There was some excitement by fans around the arena when they called that. Hill has it now top the key. She's burning clock. Now they've decided to run something. She goes around a double screen, gives it in to Elsie in the right corner, and she's guarded very tightly by Becky Rostet. She gives it now to Hill. Hill's shot barely grazes the backboard, and it's rebounded there by Denham. And Denham's foot was on the baseline. Oh, and a costly mistake for Green City. Tigers will have the ball for the remaining 55 seconds. If they choose to keep it or can keep it or will keep it, they throw it into Haley Kelsey. Kelsey to Elsie. Elsie dribbles out top of the key, now throws to Kelsey. Kelsey looks back to Elsie on the left wing. Elsie goes around to Kelsey's screen, now throws to Hill. Hill around to Elsie's screen. Around to Kelsey's screen, all the way to the left baseline, now pulls it back out top of the key. Right wing for Elsie. Elsie tries to go around a cop screen, now goes the other way, throws in to Scudder, bad pass, good catcher by Scudder, now worked inside on the left block. Scudder tries to make a great pass, and it turns out to be a bad one, picked off there by Becky Roush, and she throws it over to Chelsea Roush on the right wing with 15 seconds. Now to Denham. Denham with 10. Denham has it what? What are they going to call there? For some reason, now Green City is going to take it out of bounds. I don't know if Rashir possessed it and stepped on the line, I think, maybe. Anyway, they work it inside to Chelsea Roush. Roush throws it into Becky Roush. It's blocked by Kelsey. Scudder has it. Gives it to Elsie with two. Elsie, shot is blocked at the buzzer. And Tigers are going to go in to the fourth quarter the same way they went into halftime, trailing by one. This time it's 27-26. Jay, what's your thoughts on the last seconds there in the third quarter?
Well, that was pretty crazy because there were a lot of bad shots and blocks and box outs and people getting dumped on the floor, and it was just crazy.
Crazy is a good way to describe that quarter, and perhaps pandemonium is a better word. The Tigers are hanging with Green City pretty well. They just can't seem to get over the hump and get ahead and then keep the lead. They'll come back in time, maybe, or get a one-point advantage. I think Green City will answer just like that and get the lead back. So if they can, I think if the Tigers can get a lead, maybe they have a shot at winning. Here we go. Green City ball start fourth quarter. They inbound it to Becky Roush. Roush. Left-handed player loses it out of bounds. Oh, no, what a save. She saves it right before it goes out of bounds to Denham. Denham inside to Phillips. Phillips almost loses it. Shovel pass to Becky Roush. Now outside to Brisna. Brisna now to Phillips. Phillips traveling all over the place, and she scores. She took several steps, did Phillips. And she puts it up and in for two. It's 29-26, 7:30 left, fourth quarter action now. Hill on the right wing working around Brisna. Goes now to Elsie, guarded by Becky Roush. Now throws to Hill to Elsie. Now to Kelsey, just inside the arc. Shot no good, rebounded by Phillips. Phillips having trouble, finally throws off to Chelsea Roush, who almost stepped on the sideline. She brings it back between the circles and now gives it right wing to Brisna. Brisna inside to Phillips. Phillips smiles and holds it with the aggressive double clutch, and she throws it out now to Chelsea Roush for three. 32-26, and they've opened up, I think, maybe the largest lead of the game, Joey. Is that right? 6 points. They had that earlier. I think they tied the biggest lead. Haley Kelsey on a turnaround shot is fouled by Chelsea Roush. She'll go to the line for two. Maybe the Tigers were down 8 at 1 point. I don't think the lead was ever 10. All right. Kelsey from the charity stripe. Shot up and good. If the Tigers are going to get back in and win this thing, they have to strike from the free throw line. They had some trouble in the first half with free throws. They didn't shoot them too well. And as I say that, she barely kisses any iron with the second and misses. 27-32 now at Tigers trail by five with 6:30 left in the fourth quarter. Right wing into Buzna. Buzna now atop the key for Denham. Denham left wing for Chelsea Roush. Roush dribbles into the left elbow. Now Becky Roush on the right wing. Roush hand check on Kimber Leslie. Throws it out of bounds. Tigers will take turnovers all day long. Ball's worked into Hill with 6:10 left in the fourth quarter. Hill gives to Elsie. Elsie now back to Hill, and it's almost poked away and stolen by Brisna. Hill now to Conop. Conop is not afraid to launch, and this one barely kisses easy. Hill comes in for the offensive board. Oh, what a play by Hill. Green City left the weak side wide open, so Hill came in and said, I'll take my easy 2 points, 29-32, and Green City's pressing the other way. Chloe Phillips throws up another crazy shot, and the Tigers are having trouble stopping her. 5:37-9, Tigers threat 34-29. Jesse Hill feeds it inside to Haley Kelsey. Her turnaround little hook shot's good. It's 31-34. Tigers trail by three now with 5:24 left in the fourth quarter and the game. Chloe Phillips dribbles all the way down left side, and she puts on the floor, almost loses it. Rebounded now by Denham. Her shot's no good. And on the next rebound, the Tigers were fouled. I believe it was Kimberly Elsie that had position, and they're going to get Becky Roush with an over-the-back call. First, second foul, team third. Tigers don't have one foul this half. Haley Kelsey throws it inside to Hill with 5:10 left in the fourth quarter. Hill goes right side to Elsie. Elsie, right wing, working around to Kelsey, screen, throws back to Hill. Hill working inside and loses it. Loses it to Phillips. Phillips feeds it up the head to Chelsea Roush, who clears it out, almost travels, perhaps does, not gets to Phillips. Phillips tops the key for Jamie Roush. Jamie Roush inside, throws up a terrible shot, rebounded there by Scudder. Scudder now to Elsie. Elsie up ahead to Hill. Hill's wide open as she takes it all the way through the hoop. She's fouled. Yes! Hill is going to shoot two free throws. She got the ball, and it was just wide open court in front of her. Took it all the way to the hole. Finally, Green City collapsed, and two players got on and fouled her. They're going to get Phillips with her third foul. Both of them could have been called. I think it was her and Jamie Roush. And Hill is going to shoot some free throws. First one up and off the back iron, no good. Tigers have got to hit the free throws. Second one up and good. 32-34. Tigers trail by two with 4:35 left in the fourth. Ball inbounded to Brisna across to Denham. Denham inside now to Chelsea Roush, who crosses the timeline. Between the circles, she holds it above her head. Now right wing for Jamie Roush. Jamie Roush tapped the key for Chelsea Roush. Goes right wing. Inside now to Chloe Phillips. Phillips sits on the floor, and she's fouled there by Haley Kelsey. That'll be the first team foul this half on the Tigers. Second team foul on Kelsey. Second personal foul on Kelsey. 4:14 left in the game, and Green City has the ball in the lead. They can't get it in. She calls timeout. Jamie Roush was having trouble finding anybody, decided to call the timeout. And so it's a two-point game in the last 4 minutes and 14 seconds. Dave, what do you see?
Well, hopefully the Tigers can get within one or even get ahead one, just anything to get and break this 2-point lead.
Tigers are starting to do a little better on the offensive side, getting people open. Pass break last time, Green City fell apart, and Hill was able to get all the way to the basket. We'll see if they can get some more fast break points. But they have to be able to stop Phillips on the inside drive.
Well, Green City, I think, has gotten away with a lot of travels and double dribbles so far in this half, and that's really put them at an advantage.
The Tigers came out of the timeout, and they were kind of standing around. Green City came out and fed it right into Phillips, who puts it up and in. I don't know what the Tigers' problem was on that play. 4 minutes now left in the game. Tigers trail by 4. And we're going to get Becky Roush pushing Kimberly Elsley out of bounds. That'll be Becky Roush's third personal foul, I believe. They did not call a foul. I thought for sure they did, but they're going to say that Roush had it on the baseline out of bounds. So, Tigers will have it. They get it inbounds to Kelsey. Kelsey just inside the arc. Throws up a shot off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Green City. They're working down to Benham. Benham underneath the basket. Wide open. Up and in. 38-32. Tigers down by 6. They're kind of letting the wheels fall off here at the end, aren't they, Jay?
That's just terrible defense by the Tigers. They need to get a man and stick with them because they cannot let any Green City players get open.
Christina Scudder took Corey Phillips' baseline, and that is Phillips' fourth foul. And that could hurt Green City in the long run. Phillips is coming out of the game with her fourth foul, and the Tigers now stand a chance if they don't have Phillips inside and working everything. Chelsea Cobb comes in for Ashley Clarkson. The Tigers put in their speedy lineup. Here we go. Elsie throws in to Kelsey. Kelsey back to Elsie. Elsie thought about the three, now goes to Kelsey. Back to Elsie. Elsie for three. It's blocked. Inside the Scudder. Now back out to Hill on the left elbow. Back into Scudder. Scudder back out to Elsie for three. Yeah, she hit. She hits the three. 35-38. She cuts the lead to three. 3:06 now after the fourth quarter, and that is exactly what the Tigers needed. Tap the key for Chelsea Roush.
Tigers can't let Green City stall or waste any time here because every second is precious for the Tigers.
Green City immediately throws up a terrible shot, rebounded by Scudder, and they're going to... Oh, my! Scudder was fouled, and they call a jump ball.
Scudder absolutely got tackled by the Green City defense, and they called a jump ball on it. That's just bad. That's just bad effort.
Yeah, I have to agree on that one. Tigers got stiffed. All right. It's going to be their ball, though, on the jump ball possession, and they call a timeout. They want to talk things over for the last 2 minutes and 37 seconds as they trail 38-35. I imagine we'll see another screen, double screen, triple screen if it takes it to get Elsie open for another three to see if she can tie this game up. Of course, that's what Green City is going to be expecting, so if they can get something else working, that's just as good. But they have to score on these possessions. They can't come down here and turn the ball over or give it away or make a bad shot. They gotta take good quality shots and come away with points if they expect to come back and win this thing. The Tigers break the huddle first. Green City now comes out. And Kimberly Elsley is going to take the ball out of bounds for the Tigers. Here we go. Elsie's set to take it out. She can't find anybody. Now throws to Kelsey. Kelsey finds Elsie. Elsie couldn't get the three set up in time as Roush comes out. Elsie! Push the orange screen open! She kind of faked out Becky Roush and got her own shot up, and it was from three, and it was good. 38 all. 2:23 left in the fourth. And Green City's had enough for putting Corey Phillips back in. If the Tigers are smart now, they attack the basket where Phillips is standing. or whoever Phillips is guarding, they feed it into her, because if Phillips fouls out, Green City's in a world of hurt. Green City ball now out of bounds, but throws straight into Phillips. Phillips now to Denham. Denham can't find anybody, now finally finds Roush. They're getting close to the 10 seconds to get it across. They finally do. And they're going to get Jesse Hill, I think, was a little too close to Chelsea Roush. She was dribbling. They're going to go with a reach in and a foul. That'll be Hill's first foul. 2:13 left, fourth quarter. Roush to Roush to Roush. Now inside to Phillips. Phillips back out to Jamie Roush for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Chloe Phillips and Christina Scudder both. Jump ball, I think it stays with Green City. Yes, it does. Next jump ball will go to Brashear. It's 2:02 left in the fourth quarter. Becky Roush set to inbound. Looking, finally finds Phillips. Phillips working inside. She travels. They don't call it. She goes to one knee. That is a travel. Now she goes to Chelsea Roush. Inside to Becky Roush. Her shot's no good. Rebounded now by Scudder and Phillips again. This time it goes the Tiger way. Boy, the play's heated, and it's all square at 38. Ball's inbounded to Hill now. Hill with a full-court press. Can't find anybody. Finally gives it off to Kelsey. Kelsey having trouble. Throws it just out wildly down the court. Oh, terrible decision. And it's picked out there by Becky Roush and Chloe Phillips. Roush comes away with it, now to Phillips. Phillips on the right wing. Throws into J.B. Roush. Now top to keeper Becky Roush. Roush is stalling now. Jamie Roush dribbles around on the right wing, calling out a play, gives it inside to Phillips. Phillips is wide open, but she doesn't know if she has her back turned to the basket. She throws out now to Jamie Roush for three. In and out. Rebounded by Chloe Phillips, crashing the boards, and they're going to get Ashley Carson on the reach in as Phillips is getting ready to shoot. I don't think it'll be a shooting foul, though. Rashear calls a timeout, and the clock has dwindled now to 1:14. The game's all square, 38-38. Green City has the ball. And I don't know if they're going to try to hold on for a last second shot or if they're going to try to go ahead and score early. Tigers have been playing good defense all night. We'll see what they come out in. They've switched it up a little. They've had a 3-2. They've had a 2-3 zone. Kind of a diamond zone. They're going to come out in a 2-3 zone. The Tigers are. And Chelsea Roush is set to inbound. Roush right into Becky Roush. And Becky Roush came unabated all the way to the basket. Getting ready to score a layup. Kimberly Elsie did the smart thing and fouled her. Make her earn her points at the free throw line. Becky Roush, first shot is up and good. Nothing but net. Next shot is good. Green City calls a timeout after this. And Tigers are going to have 1 minute and 13 seconds left to answer the two-point deficit. 2 points isn't bad. Playing the number two team in the state. We'll see what kind of play they set up. Brashear, that is. I don't know if they're going to go. The question is now, do you go for the tie or for the win? The way Elsie's been hitting threes, I'd be tempted to let her launch a three. But if they get a wide-open shot on the press, I'm sure Green City's going to press. If they can break the press early and get a shot down all the way at the basket, they have to take that, of course. But once they get down in a set offense, I don't know if you take the two or if you go for the dagger and get the win with an Elsie three or somebody else's three, although Elsie appears to be the only three-point shooter really out there for the Tigers. All right. Kelsey set to inbound. It is a full court press by Green City. No surprise there. Here we go. Ball's handed off to Kelsey. Kelsey looking and nobody's open. She throws it into Elsie, who's guarded closely. Back to Kelsey. Kelsey can't do anything. She gives it out of Hill. Hill. Hill travels. Oh, no. Tiger turnover. 1:06 left in the fourth quarter. The Tigers down by two. They have to foul now. Becky Roush looking to inbound it. Finally finds Chelsea Roush. They call out the play to burn clock. Tigers have to come out and foul. They aren't doing it. Over to Phillips. Phillips down to Roush. Tigers. And when Chelsea Roush was getting ready to turn over the ball, Brashear finally fouled her. Let's see, that's a 15 foul. They have to do this twice more before it puts them into the one-and-one situation. That foul was on Hill just her second. Plenty to give. Ball's worked into Chelsea Roush, and they don't foul very quickly again. They finally reach out and they get her again. Hill with her third foul. One more foul now. It's Green City at the line for 1-1. Becky Roush working into Chelsea Roush one more time, and Hill's on her. Hill's not getting out to her very fast. No, they aren't calling it. They're working into Phillips. Phillips tries to get it inside, now back outside Becky Roush, and they're burning a lot of clock. Hill finally gets another foul. Fourth foul on Hill. And now Chelsea Roush to go to the line for a 1-1 situation. It's going to be Chelsea Roush. 37.2 seconds left in the ball game. Roush dribbles, shot up, shot no good, gets her own board, she loses it, oh, but it's picked up by Phillips, and Phillips was holding it out of my view. I think it was a jump ball, but possession was with Green City, so 32.3 seconds left. The Tigers are going to be forced to foul again on the inbound pass. Becky Roush worked, trying to get it inside, it's knocked out of bounds by Ashley Collup. And Green City will be forced to do it again. Here we go. Becky Roush right in front of me. It's tipped by Kimberly Elsie, but secured there by Chloe Phillips. And this foul is going to be on Kimberly Elsie. It's her third foul. And it'll send Phillips to the line for a 1-1. Tigers got what they wanted last time. Is Chelsea Roush missed the first free throw, but they couldn't get the rebound. We'll see what happens here. Phillips up and good. Tigers now down by three. They need her to miss this one awfully bad. Here we go. Phillips shot up and good. All right, Tigers down by four. 30.9 seconds left. They feed it into Elsie. Elsie up the middle of the court, gives to Hill. Hill down on the right baseline. Now back out to Elsie. Elsie goes around the Kelsey screen. We need a three. We need a two. And Rashida's going to call a timeout. We need some points is what we need. 20.6 seconds left. Well, I'm sure the Tigers have drawn up some kind of play where they can get Elsie open for three and let her see if she can get this game back to a one-point deficit. Just trying to close the gap. Green City may come out and foul instantly and just put Tigers shooting free throw, although I don't expect them to do that yet. If they had a bigger lead, they might do that. Still a lot of time, plenty of time for the Tigers to complete the comeback with 20 seconds left. No fouls, I heard the Green City coach say, so I know they're not going to come out and foul. All right, Haley Kelsey set to inbound. They got Kimberly Elsie in the front of the straight line formation, and she gets the ball with 18 seconds. Comes up, to the top of the key, and they're not doing anything very fast. Down to 15 seconds. Back to Elzy. Elzy working inside. Throws up a crazy shot. No good. Rebounded by out of bounds off of Green City. The Tigers have killed a ton of time. Down to 6.8 seconds. The Tigers wasted way too much time on that. Elzy's going to inbound, so it won't be a shot off the inbound play. Straight into Kelsey. Kelsey to Elzy coming around the ball, and it's blocked. Her shot is inside the scutter. Scutter gets it back. Scutter shot. Two or three shots. They don't fall. And the Tigers, with poor play in the last 20 seconds, they couldn't get any kind of shot off. And that really hurt them. And as they fell to Green City, 42-38. It was a nice game, but the Tigers, I think, could have done better in the last 20 seconds and maybe come away with a victory. Green City stays undefeated and they'll still rank number two, maybe move up to number one. I'm sure we'll see them sometime maybe in the future and see if we can knock them off then. But the Grizzlies go down 42-38 and we'll reset in about 10 minutes and we'll get ready for the boys' half of the doubleheader. I'll see you then. John, you about ready to go?
I am ready.
Well, I think they are too. They have the starting lineups for you. For Green City, number 13, the senior Cody Moore. Number 15, the junior Jesse Estrada. Number 21, the senior Matt Ayers. Number 23, the senior Jeb Jacobs. And number 31, the senior Jeremiah Tyler. A lot of senior leadership on that team.
Yeah, and it shows in their performance during the season in terms of their scores and their record.
For the Tigers, junior number 35, Jacob Shipman. Junior number 45, Cale Watson. Sophomore number 55, Trey Treasure. Freshman number 31, Matt Thomas. And sophomore number 33, Kylie Watson. Jumping off is Cale Watson and Matt Ayers. And Ayers wins the battle, gets it off to Jacobs. Down to
Moore.
More out to Estrada to set the point over the left wing for Tarver into the corner for Ayers. Ayers back to Tarver. Tarver top the key to Estrada. Back to Tarver. Tarver's a three-point specialist. Across the court to Ayers. Ayers right baseline back out to Tarver. Tarver for three. Bam! He hits it.
Well, we don't want to get him going on that.
Thomas has the ball for the Tigers. Goes left wing now back out to Treasure. Top the key right wing for Watson. Watson back to Thomas. Thomas now right wing for Watson again. Kale, that is. He throws it over to Kyrie Watson, but not by choice. And Kyrie Watson has the presence of mind to throw it off of Jesse Estrada's feet as he's going out of bounds. Kyrie Watson is a very heads-up player.
Where's Hazen tonight?
He's not starting. He's here. He's just not starting.
He's not sick or anything?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe he'll be in here a little bit.
Ball inbounded to Estrada from Tarver. Estrada takes it across the timeline, left wing over to Moore. Moore back to Estrada, right wing now for Tarver. Tarver gives it back to Estrada, who directs traffic now, left wing for Moore, inside to Jacobs. Jacobs working it, poked away by Cale Watson, out to Moore. Moore now to Estrada, over to Tarver. Tarver for three again, in and out, rebounded by Ayers. Ayers gives it back to Estrada, and he sets up the offense yet again. Estrada now up with Moore. Can give it to Ayers. Now back to Estrada. Estrada to Tarver into the corner for Ayers. Right corner working on Kylie Watson. Back out to Estrada. Left wing for Moore. Moore now to Ayers on the left wing. Into the left corner. Back out to Moore. Now to Estrada. Estrada dribbles down to the right side. Fires up a three. Terrible shot. Rebounded by Treasure.
Wasn't even close.
Treasure.
Let me take it here. Here we go. Thomas at it. Top of the key, around the horn to the right side to Shipman. Shipple dribbles it in the right side of the lane. Just about loses the handle on it and does. Green City's going to bring the ball back the other way. And it's Tarver takes it all away and it's foul going to the bucket. Foul is going to be on number 35, which is going to be Jacob Shipman. That's his first, the first foul of the game. And here's the first shot. Up and nothing but net. Green City getting the early advantage, 4-0 already.
That's Tarver for Brashear nothing.
Second shot is good. 5-0 Green City. Thomas will bring the ball back the other way, comes across the timeline on the far side. Brings it around to the top, back to Shipman on the right wing. Shipman dribbles it in, tries to get it to Kylie Watson on the right side. He's about to fall out, gives it to Trey Treasure, and Treasure's shot is off the glass.
Wow, that was an off-balance shot, but it went, and I think they're going to count it, aren't they?
Yep,
yep.
He was in the air and just kind of threw it up as he was falling down after he'd already been hit. That's the old NBA three-point play.
All right. The foul is going to be on number 23, which is Jacobs. That's his first. First fouls now for both sides. Treasure's shot is good. The old-fashioned trifecta. Estrada's going to bring the ball back the other way for Green City, guarded by Kale Watson. Sends it around the left-hand side. Back to Ayers, the left corner. Ayers sends it back to, is that Tarver? Is that who that is? Yep.
Yeah.
Tarver back to Estrada around the right-hand side. Ends up in Ayers' hands in the right corner. Gets it in the lane to Tarver. Nice, easy shot. Just barely tickled the twine.
Tarver 7, Brashear 3. Well, I guess Trey Treasure 3. It's a two-man battle.
That's right. Everybody else can go home. Thomas with the ball. Kylie Watson, Mikhail Watson up top. Tigers reset the offense. They're going to walk it around to the right-hand side. Thomas to the right corner. Thomas dribbles it in, sends it off to Kale Watson, back to Shipman up the top of the key. Back to Thomas over the right wing. Thomas looks to send it in, but dribbles it into the lane, and bounce passes it to Trey Treasure on the left side. He hands it off to Shipman and passes it in. They lose the handle on it, and Estrada comes up with it, and they're going the other way.
Tigers are trying to be a little too cute on offense, just getting into the meat of potatoes and getting it worked inside and shooting. Estrada has it for Green City. Out to Tarver for three. Oh, he missed it. Rebounded there by Jacobs. Tigers having a tough time rebounding. Ball worked out to Estrada, who takes it into the lane for a wide open layup. 9-3. Tigers trail with 4:20 left in the first quarter.
Pretty looking move by Estrada. I just wish it was the Tiger doing it.
Kale Watson on the left wing looking to get it inside. Now throws out to Shipman. Shipman between the circles. Now drives left. Takes it down, guarded by Ayers. Decides to throw a right wing for Kale Watson. Drives into the lane. Picked off there by Estrada. Estrada coast to coast. And he travels. Hey, break for the Tigers.
Could have just as easily been a foul call, but we got away with one there. Here comes Hazen. Hazen checking in for, not sure, Thomas maybe?
1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, the Tigers got it off. They were messing around over on the sideline talking to their coach, and she just about made him turn it over. Shipman has it top the key. Drives left side. He's pulled on the jersey by Ayers. Now right wing for Hazen. Hazen promptly misses a three, rebounded by Estrada. Estrada's pass down to Ayers through the hands of Tarver. I don't know if that's the way it was intended, but that's the way it happened. After Estrada for three off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Tarver, up and in. 11-3. Tigers trail it.
Trey Treasure in the lane down there had a chance for the rebound. Didn't come up with it.
Shipman left wing, now top to keep for Watson. Kale, that is. Right wing for Hazen. Hazen ball fake. Working it inside to Kylie Watson. Watson shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Shipman, up and in. 5-11, just under 3 minutes to go, first quarter action. Ball worked down to Moore. Moore back out to Estrada. Estrada back to Moore, now to Ayers. Ayers guarded by Watson, inside now to Tarver. Tarver's layup, no good. Partially blocked by Kale Watson. Rebounded by Treasure, passed off to Hazen. Hazen to Treasure now to Shipman for three. Oh, that was strong. Rebounded by Estrada. Way off the to the side. Off the backboard, no good. Ball's passed out of bounds by Green City. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Brashear. Intended pass for Ayers.
Trey Treasure did a good job there. Ryan Ferdig is going to check in to replace him. Mr. Excitement.
Moore goes into Ayers. Ayers left baseline, can't do anything. Passes out to Tarver, left wing, right wing now for Moore for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Hazen. Hazen's off to the races the other way. Left wing now for Shipman. Shipman thought about the three. Pump fakes now, goes right inside to the lane. Left.
Ooh, that was pretty. Reverse direction and took it up with a left-handed layup.
It was kind of a swooping layup, not your old-fashioned layup, and it worked for him. 7-11, Tigers only find themselves down four now. 1:55 left in the first quarter. Stop the key for Moore, now right wing for Estrada. Thought about the three, now puts a fake on. Goes outside to Tarver. Tarver fakes the three, throws it outside to Moore, who almost lost it out of bounds, but recovers and gives it now off to Estrada. Estrada back to Moore, now into the left corner for Ayers. Ayers, triple threat position, now puts on the floor, drives into the lane, pushes off, and it's a jump ball. Great job by Ryan Ferdig, get his old paw in there on the ball.
Yeah, you know, he was all the way out here on the left-hand side, the left wing, and he saw him go in the basket, change direction, went in, and got his hand on the ball. Great turnover.
It was a great play there by Ferdig. Hazen has a top key now, right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig, ball above his head, now to Shipman. Shipman, ball above his head between the circles, calls the play, goes right wing to Cale Watson. Watson in from the free throw line, an air ball, rebounded there by Estrada, who falls down, keeps his dribble, that was a good play, and now gives to Ayers. Ayers up the right side of the court, drives into the lane, passes out to Estrada. Estrada thought about the three, now dribbles into the left elbow, throws it wide open, Tarver. Tarver underneath the basket is several points, he's up now 13-7, Green City is with 52 seconds left in the first quarter. Tigers better find an answer for Tarver pretty quickly or else this game can get out of hand. Shipman left wing, dribble into the lane. Free throw shot blocked by Tarver, I believe. Rebounded there by Estrada. Estrada, left wing now throws it out of bounds. Hits a chute. And it'll be Brashear ball.
I don't think she was expecting that.
I don't think so either.
Okay, Hazen's going to bring it up. 28 seconds left in the first period. Green City leads it 13-7. Cale Watson has it on the left-hand side. Sends it over to Ferdig in the right wing. Ferdig looks to send it in. Gets it into Shipman, the left blocks. His turnaround jump shot is partially blocked, and Estrada comes up with it, and they're sending it the other way. Ayers back to Estrada at the top of the key. 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3. Spin move in the lane, sends it back out to Tarver, and his shot for three is nearly good, but comes up just a little bit short. So at the end of the run, Green City leads it 13-7.
Tigers are probably pretty fortunate to only be down by six going into the second quarter, as they've had a lot of bad looking stuff happen.
Tigers really match up pretty well against Green City, actually. Green City doesn't have a monster of the midway like some of these teams do down low.
Green City's going to try to kill you with the three ball and some fast breaking points as they're pretty speedy.
All right, we're going to have on the floor for the Tigers, Ferdig, the Watson brothers, Shipman, and Hazen.
All right, here we go. Green City breaks the huddle. It'll be their ball to start the second quarter. Tarver straight into Estrada. Estrada, right wing, throws off to Ayers. Ayers goes around the screen, goes for the layup, shot fades home. Kind of a little runner, more than a layup. 15-7, Tigers trail, 7:45 up to the second quarter. Cale Watson has the top key, feeds in Justin Hazen, left wing now into the corner for Jacob Shipman. Shipman passes off to Ryan Ferdig. Ferdig travels and kind of out of control. Ryan Furtick is always on the edge of out of control, but it kind of works for him.
Yep, just not that time.
No, traveled. Estrada has it top the key for Green City, guarded closely by Hazen. Now right wing for Ayers. Launches a three off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Furtick, off to Hazen. Hazen top the key, left wing to Kale Watson. Kale Watson right wing now for Ryan Furtick. Furtick passes off to Kylie Watson. It's knocked away there by Jacobs, but Watson recollects. Yep. Passes to Shipman, and Green City is doing a great job of forcing the Tigers away from the basket. They're playing catch 30 feet from the hoop. Kale Watson finally works it into Ryan Furtick with the turnaround shot. No good. Rebounded there by Ayers, who clears it off to Tarver. Tarver, coast to coast, gets it to go. 17-7. Tigers trail by 10 now with 6:40 left in the second quarter. Hazen brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Left wing for Kale Watson. Ball fake goes left side into the baseline. Reverse layup, yes. Pretty play there by Kale Watson.
Nice looking move. We just need more of it.
Top of key now for Estrada. Sets up a Green City play. Goes in himself. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Brashear, although it looked like Estrada kicked it to me. All right. Moore inside to Estrada. Estrada's shot was ugly. It's rebounded there by Ryan Furtick. Furtick up the left side. Dribbles inside. Now flips it out to Shipman. Shipman baseline. And they're going to get him with a charge as he runs into Estrada. Estrada was on the ground for about 4 seconds, and then the official decided to say, hey, I think that was a charge, and blew the whistle.
And, of course, that look of happiness on Jacob Pitt-Shipman's face.
He's always got to look like, I didn't do it. All right, more inside the Ayers. Ayers is going to bring it across the timeline. Goes down the heart of the lane and feeds it out now to Jacobs. Jacobs back to Ayers, now back to Jacobs, now to Tarver, top the key. Tarver, left wing for Ayers. Ayers, ball fake. Inside, now feeds it into Jacobs, and he double dribbles. Kylie Watson passes into Justin Hazen. Hazen working on the left side, guarded closely there by Moore. Hazen now right wing for Kale Watson, guarded by Tarver. Watson tries to feed it into Kylie Watson, and it goes out of bounds as Watson was kind of falling down. Ball passed into Moore, now to Ayers. Ayers double teamed in the backcourt. He gets around Kylie Watson, and Hazen trails. Now throws right wing for Moore. Moore flips it out to Gartside. Gartside over to Ayers. Ayers working on the right wing. Now passes off to Tarver. Tarver into the right elbow. Fade away. In and out. Rebounded there by Jacobs. And it was a great rebound. He was fending off the defender with one hand and grabbing the board with the other. Moore to Tarver. Top the key. Tarver ball fake. Left elbow now. Left wing for Ayers. Ayers trying to get around the defense. Works into the lane. It was a great-looking shot as he was falling down, a right-handed scoop layup, and he was fouled, and he'll shoot a free throw. They're going to get Ryan Furtick with the reach, and it's 19-9, and Ayers has a free throw coming with 4:52 left in the second quarter.
That's three team fouls on the Tigers, one on Green City. Ayers' shot is in and out. Green City gets the rebound, the shot, it's no good, and Trey Treasure comes up with it. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way, comes along the near side, kind of resets the offense, sends it over to Kale Watson at the top of the key. Watson to Furtick on the left side. Furtick tries to take it in, brings it back out, hands it off to Kylie Watson, whose shot is partially blocked. And I guess what happened there? Did he just go out of bounds? Is that
it was blocked up, and Kylie Watson tried to get it back, and it went out of bounds off of him.
It's on that proverbial spot that I can't see very well. Okay, Moore's going to inbound it for Green City. Gets it to Ayers. Ayers, guarded by Kylie Watson. He's going to bring it back the other way. Tigers open. Oh, they get it in to number 23, Jacobs, and his shot is just right there. 21-19, Green City. Hazen has the ball for the Tigers.
I'm not sure what that was. Hazen was trying to get it over to Furtick, and he overthrew Furtick, and it was well short, but I don't know if it was even blocked. I'm not sure what happened, but it's going to be Green City ball. I do know that.
Well, he thought Ryan was going to do one thing, and Ryan did the other thing.
Never a good thing.
Ball inbounded from Tarver into Estrada. Estrada brings it up for Green City. Takes right, goes left to Tarver for three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebounded there by Treasure. Treasure out to Ferdig, now right wing to Kale Watson.
Treasure did a nice job of getting position for that rebound. Kale Watson's going to be fouled by Tarver, I believe.
Tigers would like to have Tarver get into foul trouble.
That's the first on him, so he's got a ways to go. Kale Watson's going to inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it out to Matt Thomas, except it was Radar to Estrada. He takes it coast-to-coast and misses it.
And then on the rebound, he was coming back inbounds, and his foot was on the line. That's a turnover.
We like it. Treasure inbounds it to Thomas. 3:47 left in the half. Thomas brings it across the timeline, guarded by Estrada. Nice little screen set there, but then Thomas falls down. They're going to call a jump ball. Wow. Ball stay with the Tigers. Shipman's going to inbound it for the Tigers. 3:41 left in the half. 21-19. Green City with the advantage. Green City sending in kind of their second string, looks to me like. Shipman has it over on the left-hand side. And he's going to get fouled by
Ayers.
Didn't take him out.
At his first, it looks like. Team third straight into Shipman. Shipman drives into the lane, throws up a crazy shot, and it's no good. Rebound there by Treasure up and in.
Nice looking move by Treasure.
Treasure always used to be in the right place at the right time. The ball's worked around in the corner for Horman.
Brundage.
Back to Moore.
I'm sorry.
Now to Estrada, now into Moore to the corner. Right corner now tries to feed it inside the Ayers, but it's picked off by Kale Watson. Cleared out to Thomas on the right side. Thomas dribbles in, kicks it out to Shipman. Shipman ball fake at the three-point line. Dribbles in, off-balance shot. Won't fall, gets his own rebound. He's having trouble on the baseline. Kicks it out now to Kale Watson to reset with 2:55. Left wing for Matt Thomas. Thomas dribbles into the left baseline. It's poked away. Poked away and stolen there by Estrada. Estrada brings the ball across for the Green City Gophers and sets up Moore for three. The shot's no good. It's poked out of bounds and then trying to attempted save there by Brundage. And he steps on the line. It'll be Tiger ball. Treasure is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it into Hazen. Hazen left wing for Kale Watson. Watson right wing for Hazen, who almost threw it over his head. Hazen is always underestimated on how short he is. Left wing now for Ryan Ferdig. Ferdig ball fake, got Estrada up in the air, but couldn't get the shot off. Had to pull it back out to Watson. Inside now to Shipman. Shipman shot is up and good. And the foul. Finally, Shipman was able to get one of his shots inside to go and was rewarded with a foul and the basket. We'll see what he can do on free throws. Shipman's usually a pretty good free throw shooter. And I probably shouldn't have said that because usually when I say that, that means he wins.
I can't tell. Is he happy?
Maybe. We'll really find out after he shoots. And he makes it. He's happy.
He has a little hop in his step when he's happy.
14-21, Tigers trail by 7 with 2:07 left to play second quarter. Estrada working right side on Hazen, goes around the screen. Now Tarver for 3, short air ball. You don't see that from Tarver very often. He came around, I don't think he was really set, and decided to take the shot, and it showed on that air ball. Tigers with the ball now, 1:50 left in the second quarter. Hazen right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig, ball fake, tries to get it into Shipman. It's poked away and stolen by Estrada. Estrada has a great pass awareness. He can see where they're going and can pick them off. He gets the ball around to Tarver on the baseline, and Tarver couldn't get it to go. Rebounded by Fertig. Fertig is off to the races, and he is fast. He takes it down and carefully lays it up before he takes the charge. Good play there by Fertig. It's 16-21. Immediately Moore goes down and throws up a shot. No good. Gets his own board out to Tarver. Tarver thought about the three. Now drives into the lane and he's fouled. He'll shoot two free throws. I think it was Kale Watson with the foul.
I think it was Fertig.
You think who?
Fertig.
Good call. I feel kind of bad guessing because I'm often wrong. 1:15 now in the second quarter. Tarver has a chance to increase their lead. First shot's good. 22-16 now.
Four fouls apiece on each side. There goes the second shot, and it rattles around and goes in too. 23-16, Green City with the advantage. And here comes Justin Hazen. Comes across the timeline, sends it over to the left-hand side to Cale Watson. He dribbles it around to the right, looks to send it in, sends it over to Fertig on the right side. Green City playing pretty tenacious defense. They get it to Shipman on the right wing. Shipman decides to take it in himself. Nice little spin move. Unfortunately, he put it off the glass of the place where there was no basket. Green City comes up with it. Tarver has it. To Estrada, 43 seconds. Looks like they may be setting up to hold for the last shot. 39 seconds. Estrada over to Tarver on the left-hand side. Tarver brings it back up near center court. Guarded closely by
Justin Hazen.
Yeah, I was trying to. What did he do? He said, it went off of.
It looked to me like Kyrie Watson touched it, but he wasn't going to pipe up and say anything, so it'll go to Bashir for the last 30 seconds.
Fertig has it over on the right side. Fertig holds, sends it back to Cale Watson near center court. 20 seconds left. Hazen on the far side. Back to Fertig near center court. Fertig puts it on the floor, sends it over to Cale Watson. Watson to Fertig, nearly loses the handle on it. Goes out of. No, they said didn't
shot it. Kept it in.
Oh, man. 1 second. Fertig had just a little bit too far to throw to get that one in. So, time expires. We're at halftime. Green City leads it 23-16.
I don't care. We can go right here.
So, the clock's been reset for 10 minutes. We'll be back in a few for the second half of tonight's action between the Green City Gophers and the Bashir Tigers.
Yeah.
We're just about ready to start the second half of the game. In the first half, leading all scorers was Jeremiah Tarver of Green City. He had 15 in the first half. Matt Harris had 4. Jeb Jacobs and Jesse Estrada each had 2 points. And for the Tigers, Jacob Shipman was the leader with 7 points. Trey Treasure had 5. Cale Watson and Ryan Furtick each had 2 points. And the Tigers go into the start of the second half, trailing 16-23. They're on the court, but Green City isn't yet. It'll be Green City ball will start the third quarter. More inbounds to Estrada, and they're off to the races. Estrada left wing for Tarver. Tarver drives into the lane, now flips it off to Estrada. Estrada goes into Moore. Moore fires up a three, no good. Rebound there by Treasure. Treasure gives it off to Thomas, who brings it up the court for the Tigers. Thomas has a left side working against Moore. Thomas now goes right wing for Shipman. Shipman drives in, gives it off to Kyle Watson, wide open underneath the basket. Yes. 18-23. Tigers have closed it to a 5-point lead. 7:15 left, third quarter now. Right wing for Moore, wide open. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Watson. Cale, it is. Cale Watson, top the key now for Thomas. Right wing now for Shipman. Shipman ball fake on Ayers, goes to the left elbow, throws it down to Kylie Watson on the left baseline, drives into the lane. Yes. Watson doing a good job attacking the board. 20-23, Tigers cut it down to a 3-point lead. 6:40 left the third quarter. Estrada has it for Green City, carried it, they didn't call it, now bumps into Thomas and flips it out to Moore, inside to Jacobs, and he gets it to go above Shipman. Treasure inbounds it to Thomas. Thomas takes it across the timeline, right wing for Shipman. Shipman, triple threat on the right side, drives into the lane. Gets his defender off of him and puts down the score. It's 22-25, 6:13 now, third quarter. They get the ball immediately down to Moore. Moore into Jacobs, back out to Moore. Wide open on the line, they're letting him shoot it. He opts not to and gives it off to Ayers. Ayers inside, loses it, and Tarver recovers before it goes out of bounds. Now top the key for Estrada. Estrada dribbles in, and they're going to get a block on Brashear as he was going into the lane. They got Treasure. I think that Treasure's first foul, and it is. Moore having trouble getting it in, finally finds Ayers on the right wing. Ayers very closely by Watson, takes it right baseline, now flips it up to Tarver. Tarver drives into the lane. From the block, he's fouled again. Tarver's been to the line a lot, and this one's on Treasure again, so he's racking him up now. That's his second. Tarver, an excellent free throw shooter. First one is short. I should have been saying that earlier. Second one is good, though. Didn't say anything nice about it. Thomas has it on the right side now, crosses over between the circles, left wing for Watson. Watson to Watson, inside to Treasure. Treasure on the right sideline, and the shot was altered, and they're going to say it was a jump ball between he and Moore. Possession now goes with the Tigers. Kylie Watson throws it in to Jacob Shipman. Shipman now right wing for Ryan Furtick. Furtick shot just inside the arc's good. 24-26. Tigers only down 2 now. 5:15 left third quarter. And they're going to get a start with the carry. He's been doing it all night. They finally started to call it. Kyle Watson set to put it into Hazen, and Tigers have an opportunity to tie or take the lead with this possession. And immediately, Jacob Shipman bobbles it and loses it out of bounds. I got to keep my mouth shut. We're going to press them, but she is. Green City throws into Moore. Moore hands off now to Estrada. Estrada on the right wing. Off to Moore, now to Ayers. Ayers finds Tarver on the left wing. Tarver dribbles into the lane and he's fouled. Could have been called the charge. I thought Furtig was set. They're going to get him with a blocking foul, but it looked like he was set and should have been called the charge on Tarver. Moore passes into Estrada. Estrada now top to keep for Tarver. Tarver back to Estrada for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Furtig. Furtig right wing for Shipman. Shipman drives into the lane. Spinner. Shot is in and out. Rebounded there by Tarver. Finds a wide open. Jacobs cutting to the basket. Jacobs' shot is blocked by Shipman. They kick it out to Ayers for three. Yes. Ayers buries it. And now it's Tiger ball and they're down by five again.
Yeah, they almost were completely back in it again. They've let Green City get the advantage. Shipman spin move nearly knocks down Ayers, and he's going to take it in. His shot's no good, and Ayers comes up with it. He's going to take it coast to coast. Kyle Watson kind of put the hammer on him.
It almost looked like a clean block until he got a little of the arm on the follow-through.
A little of this karate chop action going on there. Brashear's going to take a timeout here. Trey Treasure's going to check in the game for the Tigers.
Well, John, what do we need to do in these last 16 minutes? No, not 16. Down to 12 now.
Score more points.
Ayers at the line.
One thing I haven't seen is Cale Watson taking any three-point shots. He's normally a pretty good three-point shooter.
Ayers hit the first.
So that's maybe one thing they're going to have to do is try to get him some opportunities to take some shots. Ayers hits them both. 4:12 left in the third. Green City leads at 31-24. Here comes Hazen. Sends it over to Cale Watson on the right-hand side. Sends it back out to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson's got to take three. His shot's no good. Tarver comes up with it, and we're going the other way. Comes Tarver across the timeline. He takes it right in the lane and kicks it back out to Ayers, who dribbles in the lane, and he just about loses the handle on it, but kicks it back out to the left side. Shot's no good. Cale Watson comes up with a rebound, and we're going the other way. Watson to Watson. Watson on the right side. That's Kylie, that is. Into Furtig at the right block. His turnaround jump shot is bounces off the front side of the rim, but goes in. Got the old Tiger bounce. 31-26, Green City. Tarver with the ball. Tarver gets it into the lane.
My.
Oh, my gosh.
That was pretty. Tarver was above. I think his feet was above where he shot that ball from. He put his hand as low as it would go and then kind of scooped it in.
There's that shot.
That was a mighty high arcing shot from Cale Watson that fell. It's 28-33. Tigers just down 5 again. And Ayers loses it. Almost a good play there by Cale Watson. He couldn't get there in time, and he hands off to Tarver. Tarver inside to Jacobson. Wide open for 3. No good. Rebounded by Ayers up and in. Nobody was able to rebound for the Tigers.
Tigers have got to do a better job at rebounding. Hazen has the ball for the Tigers. Sends it over to Cale Watson in the right wing. Watson holds, sends it to Furtick. Furtick takes it in the lane, and he was fouled.
He'll shoot some free throws.
Foul is on number one on 15, which is Estrada. That is his first. First team foul for this whole quarter. Green City's going to take a timeout. So with 2:27 left in the third, Green City leads it 35-28.
Tigers have had some luck earlier pressing the Green City Gophers. I think if they can press and bring out the full court press, maybe they can get some steals and quick points off that.
Danger of that, of course, is Green City is quick.
Yeah, the Tigers would have to send one or two guys back just as a safety net in case they break it quickly. Furtick set to shoot 2 free throws. First one no good from Ryan. Second one falls. They inbound it to Estrada. Estrada takes across the timeline, guard closer by Hazen, gets it inside to Tarver. Tarver works it into Ayers. Ayers travels, but after the travel, he calls timeout, so they graciously give it to him.
That was nice of him.
It was.
We have a real polite referees tonight.
They know their manners. Well, perspiration on the ball. Is that the old pita ball or is that the old regular leather ball?
I don't think we ever went from the leather ball.
All right. Peter wouldn't be proud. Moore inside to Tarver, wide open around the basket. Tigers just don't have anything to answer Tarver. Right wing for Cale Watson. Watson looking inside, finds Hazen. Hazen back to Cale Watson. Watson tries to get it inside the further ignorance. A bad pass out of bounds. Tigers are still only down 8. Still easily can come back, but they really need to kick it up on the defensive side. And immediately Moore takes it all the way, finds Jacobs. Jacobs shot no good. And there's a scrum, and it's out of bounds off of Green City. Ball inbound from Treasure into Hazen. Hazen across the timeline, right wing for Cale Watson. Watson ball fake guarded by Tarver. Looking to get it inside, now settles to pass to Hazen. Hazen now right wing for Cale Watson. Watson trying to work inside, picked off by Estrada. Estrada to Tarver, wide open, yes. Tarver is absolutely mopping us up. Hazen now has atop the key for the Tigers. Down a full 10 with 1:02 left to play third quarter. Hazen inside the Kylie Watson. Watson shot up and off the back of the rim and then glass. It's no good, but rebounded by Treasure. Kicked out to Fertig for three. Off the front of the rim, off the backboard. And no good. Rebounded by Ayers, and I believe he was pushed in the back by Kylie Watson. Ayers set to inbound with the last 48.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Into Estrada. Estrada burning up the court. Took it into the lane. Now back out. Now into the lane again. Charge. They didn't call it. Rebounded over the back by Jacobs. They didn't call that, but Brashear comes away with it.
The refs are letting the players play tonight. There's an awful lot of fouls on both sides that they're getting away with.
Ball stripped away from Watson by Matt Ayers. Tried to find Tarver. Play broken up by Cale Watson. And it'll be Green City ball for the last 19 seconds.
Yeah, he tried to thread the needle, but there was a little bit too much stuff there to thread through.
Here we go. Play called. They're going to throw it into Ayers. Ayers in the left corner now pulls it out to the left wing and top the key. 13 seconds left. Ayers ball fake. Gets around Watson with 10. Pulls up, fires, good.
He's deadly from that distance.
41-29 with 3 seconds for the Tigers. Watson turns around, launches a three off the front of the rim, no good. It was a pretty good shot for the last second shot. And the Tigers are going to the fourth quarter trailing 29-41. All of a sudden, this close game has just kind of slipped away from the Tigers.
Yeah, it's not happened. You know, it's not been a drastic change. It's just kind of just slowly but surely they're getting a little bit more ahead of us.
We'll see if they have some kind of answer here in the fourth quarter. Down what? They're down 11 now.
Well, they're down by a dozen.
That's worse.
Could be a baker's dozen.
That's 13. Green City is consistently late to get out of the huddle. All right, it'll be Brashear ball. I stand corrected, Green City ball. I thought it was our turn for the ball since they had it last quarter.
Well, it'll be one or the other.
Well, it's going to be our ball anyway. Cale Watson steals the inbound pass, goes down, lays it up and in. Hey, one way down 10. They get the ball into Moore, and nobody guards him. Moore finally is picked up by Ryan Fertig before he gets it down to Matt Ayers. Now to Jacobs, back out to Estrada. Estrada now left wing for Moore, out in the corner for Ayers. Ayers looking for Tarver. Tarver, left wing ball fake, goes into the lane. Hanging shot, no good. Gets his own rebound. Blocked by the next Brashear defender, which was Ryan Fertig, and he got the board. Gives it off to Kyler Watson. Watson out to Justin Hazen, and almost loses it on the right side. Hazen now slowly collects himself and gives the ball off to Jacob Shipman. Shipman goes around the screen, into the lane, up and in.
That was a nice-looking move.
Green City's coach is hot under the car after that little set. That only took him what?
Got a little mini run here going. We were at 4 points.
49 seconds. I scored 4 points. At this rate, the Tigers will win by quite a bit.
That's right. I predict it won't be that easy, though.
I'd say you're right. I'd say Green City's going to do something. They're a pretty good team. I don't think they're ranked in state, but I do believe they're among tops in our conference.
Except for La Plata.
Except for La Plata.
They're
ranked in state.
They're sort of in a different league. All right, it's going to be Green City ball. Well inbound it with the full length of the court to go. Ayers had it, guarded by Kylie Watson. Get it into Estrada. Estrada brings it across in a hurry.
Almost stolen there by Kale Watson.
Yep. Shot in and out, and Ayers comes up with it and with a putback. 43-33. Tigers down by a dime now. Here we go, Hazen around the right-hand side to Shipman. He's going to take it into the lane, pulls it back to Kylie Watson, and tries to get it into Shipman in the right box, and they're going to call a foul on Matt Ayers, reaching around the back.
His second.
Two team fouls on Green City. Kylie Watson having a little trouble getting it in. And they're going to call a 5-second call.
That is just mental mistake. You got to have that clock going off in your head, and you got to know to get rid of it or to call a timeout or something so you don't have that little turnover.
Here comes Estrada for Green City. Sends it to Carver on the right side, back to Estrada, back to the left corner. Shot in and out, and Shipman comes up with it, sends it ahead to Hazen. Hazen squares up for three. His shot is short, bounces off the front end of the rim.
I don't like that shot there by Hazen coming up in traffic trying to launch a three.
And, you know, he was in front of the line, too, a little bit. If you're going to do that, you need to at least be behind the line. Estrada has it for Green City. Brings it across the timeline on the near side. Takes it in the lane. Bounce passes to Ayers, up and good. Well, that was a nice looking play by Green City. Hazen's going to bring it back the other way. 45-33. Green City back up to a lead by a dozen. Get it into Shipman on the right side of the lane. Shipman, spin move. Double spin move. Shot's no good. Ayers comes up with it, and we're going the other way. Ayers comes up in a hurry along the left side of the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be
Green City ball. Moore sets inbound for Green City. Looking inside. Wants to get into the lane. Can't do it. Doc got called for 5 seconds himself. I'm sure he was on 4.5. And finally throws it out to Estrada. Into Moore now. Moore tries to find Jacobs, but it's picked off by Tarver. Tarver on the right wing. Deep three. Oh, my. That was a deep three. Missed it. Rebounded there by Kylie Watson. Watson to Hazen, and we're going the other way. 5:30 left in the fourth quarter. Top the key now for Kylie Watson. The left elbow for Kale Watson. Now Shipman in the left corner. Shipman almost loses it. Passes off to Ferdig. Ferdig off the glass and good. Tigers down by 10 again. 5:10. Carver pulls it across the timeline. Right side. Looking to pass. Gets it across the court over to Moore. Moore almost loses it. Now finds Estrada. Estrada, swooping move. Pulls it back right. Under 5 to play now. Left wing for Moore. Feeds it inside. The air shot no good. Rebounded there by Kale Watson. Watson hands off to Hazen, and we're going the Tiger way. Hazen left side. Looking to feed it inside. Now goes the left elbow for Ferdig. Ferdig drives in the lane and shoots one.
That was a pretty one. Nice looking head fake there. Tigers kind of a mini run here. 4-0 run.
Tarver feeds off to Ayers. His shot is good in the foul, and that kind of ends the little run.
Yep, that's right. Referee Denny Klett calling the foul. Matt Thomas and Trey Treasure checking in the game for the Tigers. Out comes Kylie Watson and Justin Hazen. 4:21 left in the game. Tigers are behind by a dime, 47-37. And maybe by 11 here shortly.
Could be. But not. Rebounded there by Kale Watson. Watson up the right side. Now dribbling the left part of the lane. Left elbow shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jacobs. Jacobs to Estrada. Estrada up the left side. Estrada passes over into the right corner for Tarver. Back to Estrada off the glass. No good. Rebounded there by Treasure. Treasure clears it. Passes to Ferdig. Ferdig passes off to Kale Watts on the left side. Watts at top of the key looking for Matt Thomas on the left side. Dribbles down left baseline with the for the reverse. It was blocked by Matt Ayers, and he gets the board. Ayers up the left side with 3:35 left in the fourth quarter. Passes off, and it's tried to get it to Estrada, but it was tipped out of bounds by Treasure. Oh, and they're going to say it touched Estrada last, and it'll be Tiger ball.
Nice, aggressive-looking play there by Trey Treasure to get a hand on the ball. Didn't see the coach does much like that call either.
Hey, but I do. It's okay then. He tipped it and went out of bounds. Good to see the coach can't believe it. It's a Prashida ball. He's up by 10. Don't complain. Right wing for Kale Watson. Dribbles into the lane. Passes out to Hazen. Hazen top the key inside to Treasure. Treasure, power move inside. And the power move wasn't so powerful as he travels.
Yeah, he's getting better at that. I tell you what, you know.
Just a sophomore.
That's right. Beginning of the season, he was pretty
timid and
looked a little bit off balance most of the time. He's getting better.
Ball pass to Jacobs. Now top keeper Estrada dribbles the lane out to Gart. Gart side over to Jacobs. Jacobs shot's blocked by Treasure, and Treasure can't corral it. Picked up by Gart side. Great catch by Estrada from Gart side. Got a Tarver in the lane. Fader, no good. Ball poked around, rebounded by Jacobs. Tigers cannot get aboard. 2:38 left to play fourth quarter. Left wing for Tarver, inside now to Ayers. Ayers ball fake. Pass over to Jacobs. Out to Estrada, loses the handle on it. Goes inside, now to Jacobs. Open shot. This one's no good. Finally, the Tigers get it as Tyler Watson says, no more, and grabs the ball. Passes off to Hazen, back to Watson. Watson looking inside, now back over to Hazen. Hazen to Thomas. Thomas fires up a fading air ball, and that was ugly.
Yeah, his momentum caused that. He was kind of moving and sliding and turning, and it all just caused that ball to be about 2 feet left of the rim.
2:11 left. They lead by 10, Green City does, and they get the ball into Estrada. Estrada coast to coast, and it's a jump ball. Good play there by Justin Hazen to get his hands on it. Goes to Tigers, and David Anderson checks in for Justin Hazen.
Mr. Anderson.
That's right. Kyle Watson inside to Kale Watson. Watson to Watson. Left wing for David Anderson. Anderson inside, left elbow, now tosses out to Ferdig. Ferdig dribbles in, fires up a bad shot, misses, gets his own board, turns around, throws up a worst effort shot, and this one goes down.
Boy, he's exciting to watch. Here comes Estrada.
They're going to get Kyle Watson with a reach, although it looked like Estrada trying to fumble it and then acted like he got fouled, and it worked.
1-1, and so Estrada will go to the line. 1:43 left in the game. Tigers behind now by 8. Estrada will probably hit both of them, don't you imagine?
No. Oh, yeah. Shouldn't have said nothing. He probably will now.
You messed up my plan, Tyler.
Yeah. I really wasn't thinking it, so it doesn't work. And you were right with your prediction, but you wanted to be wrong. Estrada nailed them both, and it's back to a 10-point lead with 1:40. Anderson inside, loses control of it, picked up, now bobbled, now it's clear out of bounds, and it's touched last by Kyle Watson out of bounds. Yes. Kyle Watson and Matt Ayers were trading places several times, thinking that each one of them had the ball, and finally Ayers took control, and it was Green City ball. Under 1 minute and 30 seconds left now. Tarver, top of the key between the circles, passes off to Ayers, and we're in clock-burning mode. Tarver across the court over to Estrada. Estrada back to Ayers. Ayers back to Estrada. Estrada, bumped there by Shipman. Back to Tarver. Tarver working on passing now, finally gets Ayers. Airs back to Estrada. Estrada has it poked away and fouled by Anderson with 57 seconds left.
I'd say that was the plan.
Foul him.
Well, and use Mr. Anderson.
Oh. Oh, they call timeout. Down by 10 with 57 seconds left. Hopes are running low now for the Tigers.
Well, they got a lot of ground to cover and not much time to do it.
I think it's a long way to go and a short time to get there. At least that's what Jerry Lee Lewis would tell you.
Well, now, how is it you know that song?
I've seen Smokey and the Bandit.
Ah.
It'll be Green Sea at the line, more specifically, Estrada. 1-1 situation, but from now on, every time Brashear fouls him, it'll be 2 free throws automatically. Shot from Estrada is up and good. He'll shoot another one. Estrada's a pretty good free throw shooter. He'll probably miss now. Estrada dribbles. This one up and good as well. Watson takes it across the timeline with 50 seconds left. Finds Anderson. Anderson down to Shipman. Shipman wanted to take a three, but was double teamed. Now to Hazen in the right corner. Hazen out to Watson. Watson on the right wing wants a three. Short. Rebounded by Estrada. Estrada's off to the races. Passes over to Tarver. Tarver to Ayers. Ayers dribbles inside. Now out to Estrada. Now up to Tarver. Tarver's going to set for the last 20 seconds. Now back to Ayers. Ayers with 16. Ayers with 15. Ayers with 12. And Tigers are going to lose this one 51-39. The last 5 seconds are going to run off here. Tarver passes off to Moore, and the buzzer is going to ring, and that's your ball game. Tigers lose both games. Grizz lost earlier, and the boys lose this one 51-39. They're going to go home unhappy, and maybe they'll be a little more ready for the next game. I don't know. A little more fire for the next game, maybe after this loss.
Well, we'll see what they could do against Canton on Thursday.
That's right,
night.
Friday night, I thought.
No, I think it's Thursday.
I'll take your word for it. I'm
well,
not
the schedule's on the schedule's on the Brashear site, so if any of you guys are interested in going to that game, just go there and find out. Well, thanks for joining us. This is John Slavin, joined by
Tyler Killen.
For tonight's action at the Brashear Arena between the Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers. Join us next week for the Brashear Tournament. We'll have lots of games to broadcast now.
All the time.
All right. Take care and good night.